downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. We back at it again, man. You got Dash here, man, with my boy Smash. We're back to it. What's Smash and Dash podcast. What happened, man? What's going on? Your birthday done passed up. Yeah. Happy birthday to you, man. Yeah, Christmas done passed. So, you know, what's happening?
You see, my mom has found, a couple stashes of our Smash and Dashies, man. So,
oh, that was suck, man. Him out. You put him in right there.
You see what I'm saying?
Huh? I see him back there, man. I see him back there. Put him to the thing. Oh, yeah. We going to have some of these for y'all soon. Not these same shirts, but we coming up with another design.
Yeah, that's
you did.
What they call that? That's what they call that for back in the, that's vintage there.
Yeah, vintage. Vintage Smash and Dash.
Birthday was man. Straight, though, bro.
Birthday was straight.
Christmas was cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm back home in Denver with the family, so I can't complain, man. Life is treating me pretty well, man. I'm ready for these college bowl games, though. Let's see what these Trojans do. I can't lie.
Ooh, let's get into it, man. What you think, man? What you think about you say you home back in Denver?
Yeah.
They got rid of their coach.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Yeah. What you think about
Nathan? Get your ass out of here.
Nathan Eugene Hackett.
Hey, no, he ain't a Eugene. That man, hey, no, sir. Hey, 2K, don't do that. Eugene is somebody that make a play, man. Eugene was Cam Akers. Cam Eugene Akers. That's who Eugene was when they played the Broncos and they put a 50 ball on them, boy. But in all seriousness, man, you know, we've been talking about like what coaches are on the hot seats, which one they gonna let go. But we knew when Nate. Bro, the first game, Bronco Country, let's ride. When the man decided to kick the world's longest field goal instead of put the ball in, Wilson's hands, we knew this was going to be a problem for the rest of the year. And
long season,
right? I just think that the Broncos came to their senses. Obviously, you just don't. I felt like they did the right thing, just letting them finish out the year basically and giving the last two games. So there was nobody else they can blame for it. You know, they're gonna blame him. Now we can go, head coach hunting. I feel like there's a couple interesting names out there, but one that really sticks out to me, 2K, would be Sean Payton. I'm just being realistic. Sean Payton along with Russell Wilson, that'd be a killer combo. You know,
before you get to their naming new coaches or who people that you think will fit the system, just being honest. Do Hackett take all the blame, or can't do Russ do some of it fall on Russ' shoulder?
No, because from the first game on, from the time you took the ball out of his hand from that first game on, you are to blame because you showed right then and there you didn't have confidence in him. So now you can't try to for the rest of the year try to instill confidence in somebody. The whole you lost the team with that play, Young. Like, you know how it goes. Like, we're looking at it like, again, if you're in that locker room and we know we just paid this man all this money, right, and you say we're going to kick a field goal, to me that's like, oh, coach don't trust this dude already. So now you try to come back around the corner and be like, and try to, up him or make him into the player you want him to be. It's like some of them dudes still remember what you did. And they remember the week after that, some of the, bonehead decisions you make. So it's a snowball effect. You did one thing and you keep rolling down a hill and you keep doing it. Like, no, they're looking at you like, no, it's the guy up front. He's making all the calls. We just playing it. Bro, there's no way. I know Russ is playing crap, but have you seen some of the play calls? Are you seeing like the time he has in the pocket? It's not like he's just back there lollygagging. He drops back in there on his butt. It's like, bro, it's crazy, man. So like, I can blame Russ a little bit, but no, I'm not blaming Russ. I'm blaming coaching in this one because from the first game on, he showed me that he wasn't ready to be a head coach.
Right.
So yeah, how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel that it's Russell's fault? I mean, we can always say it's we can always blame a quarterback. We can always say, hey, it's this guy's fault because he's the so-called leader of the team. But when we looking at it, honestly, it's like, man, the coach, you can kill a kid's confidence or a player's confidence by just doing that one play alone. And then, yes, confidence is everything in this league. You know that, Young.
Yeah, I feel like, man, it got to fall back on the coach. He the head coach. It goes through him. You say confidence, early play. But I just seen Russ like in this league for so long and play so good, so many great plays, and he's a veteran. So him, I just expect for that not to kill his confidence for the whole year. Like, we're not talking about a rookie here, a second year player. We're talking about a Pro Bowl guy, an All Pro guy, guy that been to Super Bowls and stuff like that. But you know, it still goes back on the coach. I can't lie, Russ haven't been the same Russ that and I've seen for years. And I understand that, but what I'm saying is,
like, if you look at that roster and how depleted they are on offense, and I'm just being realistic, I'm not giving no excuses, but let's be realistic. If you're playing with the third string quarterback, do you forget Melvin Gordon's our dog, but there was games where they were going to win it, but Melvin Gordon was dropping the ball so much earlier in the season. Remember, they cut him because they thought he was the problem. Like, bro, there's so many. The problem was the whole Broncos offense. They need a redesign, and it's the head coach that was calling these – because he thought he was such an offensive mind, we thought that he was going to be able to put, you know, Russ in the situations, but it wasn't that, bro. But on top of that, you can't have all these injuries, man. You're devastated in injuries and expect Russ to play like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
man.
Well, if you say that, if you want to ban injuries, the coach, he get the same excuse.
No, he
doesn't. I'm just saying Russ haven't been –
because from but the
I'm
first
just saying,
game,
let me finish. Russ first, haven't been – Russ, no matter first game or not, Russ haven't been Russ. Hey, one player in the first game – that type of situation, he's a veteran guy. He's an All-Pro guy. He can't let one play kill
but
his confidence. But Russ haven't been Russ.
Yeah, you're right. I guess.
I'm just saying it falls on – yes, it's going to fall on the coach regardless.
Russ haven't been Russ. It's a domino effect. One play literally can make a whole – you've been in locker rooms with us. We've seen it. I've been 0-8 with a team, and a coach says – we gonna stick with this one, dude. I don't care what you guys
say. No, I understand that. I just feel like Russ should be able to pull himself out of that. But at the end of the day,
you're right. But when you're in games and you're giving the ball to a running back, then he drops the ball and he fumbles, and then you lose a game, and they're like, "Oh, Russ played bad." But it's like, no, had he just scored the touchdown?
Yeah, Russ haven't been Russ though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's also because confidence can be. It's a major key. I've been in all the locker rooms, and I've seen it. I've seen Vince Young myself. I've seen him when the coach gave him confidence. I've seen him win Rookie of the Year. I also seen when the coach did not believe in him. I've seen how he played, and that's just a true story because I was in the locker room with this. I've seen it. So, yes, I understand Russ is an All-Pro, but you want Russ the All-Pro without any All-Pro receivers, without any All-Pro running backs to be All-Pro Russ, and no All-Pro linemen. To me, it's just it's kind of shaky.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but when you go that way and you say all those things, then I have no choice to be like, man, okay, if Russ don't have all this, the head coach don't have none of this either.
But what did the head coach do?
But what I'm saying is, somebody has
to get the blame. It ain't gonna be the guy who just gave $250 million.
I said the coach is gonna take
that's
the blame.
What I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm gonna give these excuses to Russ, then I got to give them to my head coach and give them another shot. But
I'm never going to give it to the head coach based on that dumbass decision you made at the beginning of the year. I know I'm more mad as a GM or whoever I was that hired him because I seen him and for what he was at the beginning of the season. So from that dumbass play.
Is this the first year?
Yes. From that first
year. That's why
you got to get out of here. Just like your dog. Look, no. Just like Urban Meyer down in Jacksonville. Sometimes you make a dumbass decision, you hire a dumbass coach. They got Urban Meyer out of there. They got Doug Peterson in. Man, T-Law and the way Trevor Lawrence is looking this year looks unbelievably different than when he had Urban Meyer. He's looking like an all-pro, all-world quarterback, the number one draft pick that they made. So, yeah, sometimes coaching is all about that. And I'm sorry. Nathan Hackett shown me off of plays during the year and just the coaching decisions where you need him to make a big coaching decision, he wasn't ready to make those coaching decisions. So, yes, you had to get his ass out of there.
Yeah, I'm
Bronco
listen,
country. Bye.
if we giving him a dumb excuse, we gotta get a head
hey,
coach.
Listen,
but Russ
playing like absolute hot dog water.
Exactly.
He's been playing like straight, like you know, when a diaper blowout. That's what he's been playing like, man. I ain't gonna
trash.
Give Russ no excuse. Like he played like shit. But I also know
you've
the coach
been
ain't
getting Russ excuses.
No, but I also yeah, because I was just saying the coach ain't gave him no. The head coach ain't giving you nothing to work with. So. Yeah, no. This is as it progresses on. But I'm telling you from that first play on, we knew he wasn't ready to be a coach. When you took the ball out of your $250 million man hand and you put it in the kicker.
Yeah, he was tripping. He was tripping with that.
So that's
why I say I'm coming back with Yes, that was the most dumbest decision I've seen any head coach make. But when I get a quarterback as a GM and I pay you that type of money, don't give me at the end of the year I had a bad season because he pulled my confidence after the first game of the season. You got to bounce back. As my quarterback, I'm not telling you. I'm just speaking from my.
It ain't like I'm playing with Shanahan. Back, bro. No, it ain't like I'm out there with Shanahan shitting it up. It ain't like I'm out there with, you know, a great offensive mind.
You got to bounce back, Russ. Come on, man. You got to bounce back, man. Yeah,
we'll see next year because I've seen a lot of these. I've seen all quarterbacks except for Thomas, Eugene, Patrick, Brady go through this. Ain't all the quarterbacks doing it. I even seen, you know, your favorite quarterback, Peyton Manning, do it. So let's not, you know, let's. Enough with that anyway, bro. Man, you know, J.J. Watt. Let's talk about J.J. Watt. Is it big to you he's retired, or is it like, man, should he be sitting down? I mean, he has 9 sacks this year, so he obviously still play a little bit of football. But, like, what you think? Is it – man, 3-time, you know, defensive player of the year. That's big. I don't think there's other than Aaron Donald. I think there might be one other person, if I'm not mistaken. But he's a first ballot guy for sure. But, you know, do you think he should step away right now? You know, when you're tired.
Man, shoot, it's really true. It's up to him how he's feeling, man. I know he still can play. I done seen guys play longer than him and still, like, you know, I played with a guy. I played with Freeney towards the end of his career. You know what I'm saying? And if a guy can go in there and give me 9 sacks, of course. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Coach these young guys, still go out there and be run stop, a run stopper, and get these sacks. But, you know, I played against JJ a lot of years. Great player, man. And, you know, I got to give him his flowers, man. I enjoyed playing against him. And, you know, if it's his time and he feel like it's time to retire and this and that, who's me to go against that, man? I just want to give him his flowers and tell him congratulations on a All-Pro Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it, definitely. If this is what you want to do, I just know, yeah, I know how it be. I think he probably took some time off, but you know how it be. You're going to be sitting around that thing around October like, yeah, man, y'all need a little D-lineman, man. Holler at me, man. He kid getting on my nerves. I'm coming. But, you know, yeah, I give JJ his flowers. His brother TJ is a monster. I seen some stat the other day where him and his brother, and it was like Randy White, them three for like
Reggie.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I said Randy. I'm thinking about Reggie White, but it was them three in the stat together, and it's crazy because JJ was like you know, he was like, man, I never thought in a million years I'll be up here with my idol. And then some dude was like, man, stop capping. Like, you ain't never said nothing like that. And then JJ went to his mom, I guess, had sent him like the article or something where he was like 8 years old. Like, shit, I want to be just like, you know, Reggie White. Dude had to bite his tongue. Like, man, it's crazy because fools don't realize, like, when we say we want to be like something, like, this goes back to, like, for real, you know, first, second grade. And when we say we want to go to the NFL, this is something that's literally been a dream of ours for our whole life. So when fools be questioning what you want to be, it's like, no, this is something I knew I was going to be, man. So don't try me like that.
Right, right, right. Yep. So flowers to JJ, man. JJ Watt, AFC South.
Yeah,
guy, that's what we played in, man. Yeah, had them bangers in the AFC South, man.
Wasn't it him, yeah. Mario?
Yeah, Mario was there.
They had a D line, boy. And then that one they had D'Amico, because D'Amico used to be calling them plays, boy, as a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, we're gonna cross over a little bit, man. You know, we're gonna talk about some running backs, man. Which running back you feel had the most disappointing season? Najee Harris, Jonathan Taylor, or Alvin Kamara?
There's a few, because, I mean, I don't.
Out of those three,
I mean, if we're talking about who's getting paid the most, there's simply one person that probably had the most disappointing year, and that's Alvin Kamara, just because we're talking about how much you're getting paid. The rest of those dudes is rookie. They're on rookie deals, so they're still trying to figure out, you know, what they can do. I would say, you know, Jonathan Taylor to me, in a sense, because of how much the hype train was on Jonathan Taylor. And you know, as well as I know, bro, that like when we, I don't think we ever, being a former NFL running back, I never try to knock what these dudes are doing because I know what they're going through. But we also, like, if you're going to give somebody their flowers and say, oh, they're the best running back in the NFL, then you also have to know that what comes along with that. You know what I mean? So we always talk about, like, being healthy. You got to be consistent out there means to stay healthy, right? So, yes, he had a great year last year, but he was barely out there this year. And, yes, he still put up numbers, but it's like you didn't play. You know what I mean? And your team's not going to the playoffs. So I would say, like, based on last year and what that man was able to do and to come back this year, yeah, I would say for a lot of people, they would say Jonathan Taylor probably had the most disappointing season. I can't say, as much as I want to, you know, say like Najee Harris, no, man. When you playing with Mitchell Trubisky and I don't even know Mason Rudolph and I don't even know who the other dude is. Oh, the Kenny Pickett, no disrespect, but he's a rookie. Like, it's like, no, I want to see when you have a true quarterback back there. And I guess the Colts thought they had one in Matt Ryan when they let, you know, Carson Wentz go. But, you know, when you get the ball, I would say, I don't know, man. I got to say Jonathan Taylor, although there's not really a disappointing season because you can't control injuries, man.
Yeah. I got to go with Najee Harris just because, like, you being our guy, not really helping in the passing game, and then averaging under 4 yards a carry, like, that's just not acceptable for me from the running back position. Yeah. I know Pittsburgh as a team, they always, like, they lean on their running game. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go with Najee Harris. I know he's better than what he's put out there this year or whatever. So, man, hopefully he have a better year next year, but – yeah, I'm going Najee Harris with this one.
They better get them a quarterback. And that's just being realistic. You can't – to me, it's hard to really judge a running back for what they have if you're playing like a, you know, rotating chairs with different quarterbacks coming in. You know, we know exactly what you're going to do. I know if I'm a defensive coordinator and you got a dude that ain't never started a game in his life, he's about to start a game next, what do you think they're going to do? Yes, it's going to be run heavy, try not to let him make mistakes, you know. So of course it's going to reflect for a running back not getting them many yards and stuff, because it sucks. Or if your defense is getting blown out and you got to throw the ball, then of course you ain't gonna, you know, your yards won't reflect. So I don't know. I play catch 22. I look at it a little deeper than that, man. I can't just say Najee.
Wine, cry me a river, man. Hey, we wouldn't been on dog, teams hey, where Coke, we know we Coke getting Danny, about eight, hey. Nine in the box. Coke man, Danny. Come on, man. Coke I don't Danny. Care what quarterback, though. Different quarterback every other week, every year, different quarterback. Man, wow.
Ooh, man, you play river. Carson Palmer. I don't want to hear that shit.
Not before that. what's your most underrated year so far? Travis Etienne, Aaron Jones, or Dalvin Cook?
Ooh, man, that's them is some hitters there. Is Dalvin Cook like a under? Is that really like? Is he?
No, he's not saying what's your most underrated player. Who's had the most underrated season?
So I would say right now, out of the names you gave me, I would probably say Travis. Because, again, right. Down there in Jacksonville, nobody in America, like, thought that they was going to be bouncing back from the first couple games of this year. I was like, oh, the same old Jacksonville Jaguars, right? But then when you look up and you look up, like, the last six games that they've been in, you be like, that ain't the same old Jacksonville. And you look up Trevor, you know, Lawrence and what he's able to do. But then when you look at Travis Etienne, and then he's, like, I think right at 1,000 yards rushing, man, for, you know, down there. And Jacksonville, it's amazing because I would have never thought that, man. Aaron Jones and Dalvin Cook, to me, they always been in my top five running backs. So they're not underrated to me at all. So
right.
I would, yeah, I'm going Travis for sure.
Right. I think I got to go Travis too, solely on the fact he got 1,000 yards rushing. I know they got 17 games now, but one more than what we had. He has 1,000 yard rushing yards. But what a lot of people don't know about his season is, I think maybe the first four, maybe five games, James Robinson was starting. So he wasn't even starting. He didn't start until James Robinson got traded.
Right.
And he still got 1,000-yard season. I don't think people understand, like, how hard is it to rush for 1,000 yards in not starting the whole season.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? So,
and he's like right at like 5 yards a touch, man. Like
yeah.
So yeah, he's balling.
So he's balling. So I got to go with that's the most underrated season, man. He doing his thing. And hey, you know, we always preach consistency on his podcast. So I'm really, really excited. And I want to see what he do next year when he got a chance to start a whole full season.
Especially that Doug system, because Doug, he's one of them guys. Like you say, you know, if he can stay healthy and be consistent, he's going to be one of them guys that can teeter on over 2,200-2,300 total yards a year. Like, just because Doug Peterson's going to give his backs opportunity to catch the ball out the backfield.
2,223 a year? That's a lot now.
Yeah, because I'm saying 2K.
Average? That's 2,300 average a year?
Well, I'm saying like he's going to have one of them years. Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
If he can stay healthy. I'm just saying, like you said, you got 1,000 yards rushing. You ain't start for five games. That's pretty decent to me. I feel like if you start another two of them games, you should be at 1,100 yards rushing. Probably like 400 or 500 yards receiving. He had 300 yards receiving right now without starting.
Hey, that's
1,000 yards rushing. That's 13. I think that, yeah, because in Doug Peterson's
13,
system,
listen what you're saying. You had 13 rushing and 400 receiving, that's 1,700, 2,300.
I think he can go 22. I think he can go 22, 23 if he stays healthy.
Every year?
No, not every. I mean, like, he's going to have
that's a
like
lot, bro.
He can have some.
No, I just want you to. I know what you're saying, but I just want. Sometimes you have to think about it, bro. Like 1,300.
I'm
just saying 1,300. Listen, 1,300. I'm not trying to. No, you're right, but I'm just saying 1,300 for him to get 22 or 23. That's another 900 receiving or 1,000 receiving on top of that.
I don't care. I want to see it. Without starting five games,
I don't see 22 averaging 2,300 yards a year.
He'll have a year where he can get like 2,300 one year. If he stays healthy next year, I'll see him doing at least 1,500 yards rushing and probably around 500 yards receiving, 600 yards receiving. I'm just saying, we'll see.
That still ain't me, 22, 23, though.
You crazy. You never know.
1,500 and 621.
Yeah. Not if he got 695 and, you know, 1,595. Now do
that's
the numbers.
Uh-huh.
Still do the numbers. Nah, 22. That's 22.
So you like my guy. So you making – you say something?
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so you making a prediction right now that you like him to go next year if he stay healthy. 1,500 rushing and 700 receiving down in Jacksonville.
Yes. With Doug Peterson, and I'm seeing it. Just seeing how they coming along. I'm seeing how Evan Ingram.
A small wager on that?
We can bet $20. I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. You don't never want to bet when you know I'm dead, right? You get out of there.
This ain't even by right or wrong. This just a opinion.
I'll bet $20. I'm not going to go to the moon. Ain't no telling. You can break his motherfucking ankle next year. And
that's what I
said.
I said if he stays healthy. That's all I'm saying. So I said if he stays healthy.
If he stays healthy next year, I could see him going easily over 2,000 yards total. Easily. I definitely see that. Easily. Hell yeah. Wow. I know Doug Peterson. I seen Shady McCoy. I just see like their running backs and like how he, I know he's like a Shanahan mind. If he's out there with certain people in certain, like if you can make plays for him, he's going to put
man,
the ball
don't
in your
do
hand.
My boy. What's your boy name? Andy Reid, man.
Oh, Andy.
That when Shady like, was going crazy.
Shady went up to, they traded him. I forgot. No, Chip Kady.
They traded him Buffalo, man. That's Buffalo.
But they still got, I mean, the running back. Who is they?
I just don't see it. You take over, I take under.
I'll take over 2,000.
Yeah, I think so. Damn, I thought the $20 bet was 2,200.
Yeah, whatever. I'll take it. That's cool.
Okay, I'm taking under.
I'll take over. If he's healthy next year, I'll take 22.
I say 1,600.
Nah. Yes, he can. He has 1,600 down there right now. And didn't
I'm
play
just saying. I'm telling you. Okay.
I'm just saying.
1,600. You
man
say 22.
16 and ain't played for five games.
I'm saying 16.
Well, ain't starting for five games right now. So you know
2,200, 1,600.
If you ain't the starter, you know the playbook ain't going through you.
Right, exactly. I say 1,600. Okay, you say 22.
Yeah, I want to see.
Okay, have my $20, bro.
I ain't worried about that. Anyway, what your sorry ass Titans gonna do about Tannehill?
Bro, stop talking about my Titans
man,
like
what
that.
Your sorry ass Titans when they play
nah,
like that?
Bro, don't bro, don't get on here disrespecting the Titans, bro.
What
for
your
real,
sorry
bro.
Ass Titans gonna don't do get on about here. Tannehill?
Don't get on here disrespecting the Titans, man.
Bro, I'll disrespect any team I want to. They drafted me before you want to. What your sorry ass Titans going to do?
Yeah, leave them. Boy, don't want to get no sponsorships, man.
Man, we ain't got one yet. What you talking about? It's been 20 episodes. Get out of here, man. Crazy as hell talking about a sponsor. Where?
What they going to do? I don't know what they going to do with Tannehill, man. I don't really know what they're going
to
do with Tannehill. Like, they might – I feel like they're probably going to draft a young quarterback because I don't really see no – I don't really see no quarterbacks that's going to hit free agency unless we get that boy Lamar in free agency. That'll be dope to have Lamar and Derrick Henry in the same backfield. But I know 10 out of 10 times that – that's not going to happen. They're not going to let Lamar go. So I think we're going to go. I think we're probably going to draft a young quarterback and try to, you know, make him our friend. Well, we just drafted a quarterback, man. So it's kind of hard. And I don't know how it's going to go. Like with Malik, as far as Malik, as far as like giving him a full offseason, giving him a full training camp, and building an offense around him and trying to make that work. I don't know if we have that much time to let a whole nother year go by with doing that experiment. So, like, at the end of the day, we got to sit out.
Because he's the same I know. Quarterback as Tannehill, though. Like they're
no, I same. Know that. That's why they drafted him. But what I'm saying is we haven't really got a true assessment on him. So I don't know what we're going to do. Honestly, I don't know if we're going to draft another quarterback and let them bang out. I don't know what we're going to do. So, hey, it's going to be interesting to see for sure.
Miss Amy might need to put on her GM hat and go out because, listen, I'm sorry. I've been a Titan since 2006, and it's the same stuff every season. Yes, we're going to pay a running back. We're going to let a receiver go. We're going to get a decent a game management quarterback. That's it. Bro, we ain't never had – like, let's be realistic. Like, it's so funny, bro. Like – when we have certain players there, we never pay them. They always find a way to let them players go. It never fails. You can go back to when, you know, if the Freak and Samari Roll and, you know, just keep naming who you got to name. Like, whenever we have, like, star players that's in the already there and they're confident in our offense or our defense, for some reason we find a way to, like, here, just go. Go in the win. Again, we go back to A.J. Brown. You let a Pro Bowl receiver go for on hopes of a first-round draft pick. Yes, I seen him make a few plays. Yes, he might be solid.
We got a first-round draft pick for him?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying we got – I guess we put the Burks, you know, the our receiver. That's why we replaced
him. Oh,
him. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
I
so, like,
saying.
But I'm saying why
– oh, they drafted up
why do
to
that,
get Burks
though? Like, we already have a proven receiver in our offense with Tannehill and Derrick Henry. Let's focus on Derrick Henry for a second. If I'm Derrick Henry, am I frustrated? Am I, like, disappointed in where it's going? Am I like, damn, am I using my best years for real in football on a team that is not willing to go sacrifice and go get the players that we need to win a Super Bowl? Let's be real. Young, we're Titans. We have seen this story way too many times, bro. We have so many studs back there running back. We got a good quarterback that can make plays on his feet and can do some stuff. But for some reason, we don't find a way to get playmakers. We got defenses that, you know, make plays back there, you know, lead the team in turn, whatever it may be. But for some reason, we find a way to not get the playmaker we need. How come we can't turn the page, bro? Like, what is it?
I don't know, man. They got to keep working. But it's crazy because before this came up, before that trade, since Miss Amy took over the team, we've been doing everything that we needed to do to try to build a team around these guys, like receivers, all that. And then, like, out of nowhere, just like, dang, what's your guy name? He ended up leaving, going to the Jets.
Corey?
Corey Davis. Yeah. We had Corey Davis on one side. And this is probably one of the best years we had as an organization. We had Corey Davis on one side. We had A.J. Brown on the other side. Then we had Derrick Henry. Like, so when you got all the, and that's where
is
it
that
comes
when they had
back
Jonnu
to the,
Smith at tight end? I think there was the Jonnu Smith dude.
Yeah, that went to the Patriots.
Yeah.
But this where it comes down to when you talk GM talk, right? So we have those two receivers I just named. We had Jonnu Smith was basically like a blocking tight end, but still made plays for us. Then we got Tannehill. So, and you got Derrick Henry. Of course, Tannehill is going to look like this quarterback that can lead you to the Super Bowl with all these
you got weapons.
All these weapons around him. Yeah. So then when you take away Corey Davis, you take away A.J. Brown, and then you just have Derrick Henry, and you got Tannehill. Now we got to – Tannehill got to step up and make other people better and put this offense on his shoulders with no playmakers. It shows you, like, he's really not that guy who we thought he was. But as a GM, you have to know this. You have to know this as a GM. So being that being said, you can't let these guys go. You go to Tannehill and make him take a pay cut. And if not, okay, you out of here. We got Malik. And I'm pretty sure with these playmakers around him, Malik can step in and do some of the same things that Tannehill was doing. But you done got Tannehill. You done drafted Malik behind him. Let these other guys go. Now Malik is not that player right now at the time that can step in and – put his offense on his back because you let all the playmakers go. So,
right. I mean, you summed it up is the best you can say it. We have no playmakers other than Derrick Henry, and it's so hard when you sit out there and you're like, how are we going to win? And I know Titan fans, they're going to be mad when I say sorry ass Titan. They can get mad because I'm a Titan, and it makes me mad because I'm one of them dudes that believe every year, and I'm like, yeah, this is our year, and it's like, when we're sitting there, yes, we're still mad, and we bring up A.J. Brown. It's like, because, bruh, you have a known playmaker you just gave to the Eagles. Look at what they're doing with him. Like, it's ridiculous. You look at it, and it's like, as a G, you put on your GM hat, and it was in 5 minutes, you just made that assessment and assumption. I mean, and you went through it, and you made a great assessment of what you should do. How come these dudes that never played football, like, how do they keep getting these jobs then? Like, you ain't played football, you ain't in the trenches, and you trading away A.J. Brown. How the hell is this possible?
Listen, I've been to college for something totally different. I've never even had no experience at GM. But it's certain, I promise you, I can go into an organization right now and I wouldn't say I would, like, you know, be able to take over the whole GM job, but I would be able to come and be a help to those guys, like,
easily.
Because, you know, the money situation, that stuff, you got to have that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, as far as, like, me saying, minds. Ain't no way, bro, hey, guess what we is not going to do? We're not letting A.J. Brown go.
I don't care.
We're not doing that. I don't care what you say. Do something. We're not letting him go. We're not doing that. But, man, you know, we done beat that topic, in the ground. He's not coming back. So, it is what it is at this point.
But it's also a main reason why we're in this situation. So, the topic is beat to death, but it's also the main topic of why we have no playmakers. He's
– right. Because you got to think, A.J. Brown will win us at least – 4 more extra games a year.
Easily.
So
he's going to win his matchup.
He's going to win his matchup. So, like, it is what it is, man. So we go from now. What you think about who's your MVP pick?
My MVP pick right now. Oh, it's kind of split, man, because I know Jalen Hurt he's hurt right now. But the fact that what he's able to do with his team and where he's able to go with them and where they are at right now, Jalen Hurts is definitely up there for me at MVP. And nobody has really been giving him his credit. Yes, they've been talking about him here and there, but they haven't been like the hype train that we get with Josh Allen is not the same with Jalen Hurts. And I just, you know, I got to give my dog Jalen Hurts his flowers. I feel like, you ain't got to be – feeling like nothing. If you watch these NFL games like I do, then you know that Josh Allen is one of them guys they are pushing heavily, you know, to win the MVP this year.
Right.
But to me, honestly, I got to go Jalen Hurts. Nobody thought that the Eagles was going to come out playing like this. It's just, yeah, I think, and they definitely would have won last week if he's the quarterback. I mean, Gardner Minshew came in and played really well, but I feel like, you know, Jalen Hurts is definitely my MVP right now. Who would be yours?
Right. Mine's right now, I love Jalen Hurts. I didn't expect him to come out and be playing lights out like this, and he's doing his thing. But with me, I got to go Josh Allen. And don't worry, all my fans, we're going to have a bet on BetMGM. We're going to have a CJ2K Josh Allen wins MVP bet. Just go on there, click on, I'll be able to win y'all bet. But at the end of the day, I think what Josh Allen is doing through the air and also running the ball, man, he's out there going crazy, man. He's out there going crazy. So I got to go Josh Allen right now. And, hey, real talk, I done seen it years before. I even like a co MVP.
Oh, yeah, Joey Burrow. Joey Burrow been playing some football lately.
Yeah, too, but man. What I'm saying, though, I like it. I like because 1 year Steve McNair and somebody else both got MVP.
I think it was Peyton Manning?
It was something like that, I think so. So I would love to see a Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen both winning.
Josh Allen call MVP? That'd be dope.
Yeah,
I hear you.
That'd be dope.
But
yeah.
Joe Burrow been playing out his mind, too. He's one of them dudes like you can just throw him in the mix because the way he started out, they was 0-2. Everybody just knew that they was probably going to be going in the tank. And this dude has been firing on all cylinders, dog. Like, you know, I mean, it don't hurt when you got all them weapons, but he lets you know he got all them weapons because he get the ball to him. So, yeah, that's another one of them dudes, man. He's sitting around there teetering. You could have had Tua. If Tua would have been playing, like, if he would have, you know, beat the Packers and the way he was playing that first half of that game, it would have been hard to, you know, say, like, he wasn't up there either. But, yeah, I'm going with you. I like that Jalen and Josh Allen for co-MVP, man. That'd be tight.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
It sucks, though. I mean, it's unfortunate, man, that every time we kind of do, like, one of these shows, dog, we kind of got to talk about, you know, something sad or, you know, just bring it up. But I got to do it. And, this is obviously a little off key or off script, but I want to just, you know, tell my little brother, Ronnie Hillman, man, rest in peace, man. We love you. We definitely going to miss you, man. I knew Ronnie from a little dude, man. I seen him in the Snoop U Football League, and, you know, I was able to see him grow. So when he, you know, got drafted by the Broncos, I was in Denver, and I was really excited for him, man. I seen him win a Super Bowl. You know, we used to hang out in Vegas all the time together. We definitely used to hang out in L.A. together, man. But it just sucks that, you know, you got to get on here and, you know, say stuff like this or even do it, man. But, you know, definitely got to say rest in peace to my little brother. Gone way too soon. And, you know, you will be missed, man. We love you for sure, Ronnie.
Yes, sir. R.I.P., man. 31 years old, man. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P., little bro.
Right, R.I.P., little bro. It's just sad, man. I know for us, it's just a realistic thing, bro. I don't want to, you know, take it there sometimes, but I'll be, you know, disappointed in myself if I didn't give my little bro his flowers. That was my little bro, man. He was solid as they come. So, you know, rest in peace to little bro, man, for real.
Sir.
Yes, a little rough to bounce back from that, but we'll be all right. What you got for your college football playoff picks?
My playoff pick? I'm
you know, oh, you don't know.
I'm going Georgia, man.
Oh, you
I'm
take
going
Georgia
to win it all. Yeah.
Okay. But before you take Georgia to win it all, we got to go because we got the bowl games, and I need to know who you like in the first one Michigan. I want you who you got in the
is
Michigan
it Michigan game? Ohio State?
No, it's Michigan TCU. That's what I like, and you know, TCU.
Michigan, TCU, and then Georgia, Ohio State.
Yes, that's why. And what's crazy?
I like it to be Michigan, Georgia, and
I like
Michigan, Georgia.
But see, that's where it gets real tricky because, like,
game.
I mean, I'm not knocking Ohio State to come out and be firing, bro, because they got their receiving game along with their running backs. They have enough to last in any game. But Georgia's, I think they front seven is just too big right now, man. So it'll be crazy to see, because I don't think Ohio State is gonna lay down that easy. Young. I'm just being
no. It's gonna be a banger. Yeah. I'm just saying, I like the only reason why I picked Georgia, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm a fan of Georgia. Like I like Georgia. Okay. I like Georgia because anytime I ever seen them play, or just any teams, they always have a stable of running backs. And I love running backs. So I ain't going to lie, I'm being a little biased. I just like Georgia. So I think it's going to be Michigan, Georgia in the championship. But I feel like whoever the winner is out of the Ohio State Georgia game, that's who's going to win it.
I'm not with you all the way on that.
That's cool.
I mean, Georgia's definitely the favorite. We know that. I seen it. You know, you got Stenson Bennett. He's like 30 years old.
Ain't y'all finna be in that division with Michigan or Ohio State?
I can't wait.
I can't wait neither. I'm on your head.
We know y'all still gonna be playing.
I'm on y'all head. It don't matter. I'm on y'all head.
Whatever. So yeah, I just think Michigan, man, they solid. Don't take if they win against TCU, I don't think that they just gonna roll over in that Georgia game. I feel like Big Blue might mess around and get their first natty, man. I'm going to just be honest. And, you know, because John Harbaugh, they got their players, or Jim, rather. He got all his players. Don't be surprised if Michigan mess around and win, bro. I'll tell you that right now. Don't be surprised. We know Georgia's the favorite, but I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan wins the natty. I'm glad it's recorded here. And bro, don't give me that honey smirk, bro. Some of the stuff, bro, I can't stand you, dog. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I can't stand you, dog. What's up with you, bro? Give me a story or something, man.
A story?
Yeah, let me get some story.
I got a story this week, man. Do I got a story?
You gotta have a story. You gotta have a story.
I have a story. Okay, yeah. I'm going to give a little combine story. So, when we was going to combine, these years when we was going, you know, they ain't allow no phones. Ain't no phones in the dome.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, you know, we still going to sneak our phones in. We got in the book bag. So, you know, we run at 40. We go run high. Go check, you know what I'm saying? Checking our 40s out or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what we rent, stuff like that. But when we checking, you know, it's still unofficial or whatever. So I go and check my time. So it's like 428 unofficial. I think what you call it was like a 429 McFadden. He was like 429 or whatever. Long story short, though, he was like 429 or whatever. So I ran the first one, boom. I come back and run the second one. I pulled my hamstring on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, or whatever. So by this time, so I pulled my hamstring, got to go to the table, to the training room table. So by where the training room table at, right there, they got the, you know, commentators. You got Mike Mayock, you got Dion. You got, was Marshall there? I think it was Dion and Mike Mayock or whatever. So I'm down there, they stretching my hamstring, got this and that. Mike Mayock leaned over the thing. He like, man, you know what you just did? He say, man, you just broke the 40 record, 424. And I'm like, yeah, man, you know, I told Dion, man, line it up whenever you ready. Line it up. Know what I'm saying? I'm talking that smack, man. Yeah. So I do an interview, man. Dion already lined up, whatever, whoop, whoop, right? So after the 40, all that stuff, then, you know, it's time to go to the airport. Man, I'm walking through the airport.
Yeah.
Guess who I see sitting in?
Yeah, Prime.
In the airport. Prime, right there. Prime like, hey, man, come here, man. Yeah. Come here. I go over there, holler at Prime, man, whatever. So Prime like, man, yeah, man. You know, at that time, Prime was like the advocate for Under Armour. Yeah, he like, man, you need to go on, come on over here, sign with Under Armour, this and that, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Man, ain't no telling how, you know, I ain't know no better back then with contracts and shoe deals and stuff. I was still in college or whatever like that. But, you know, I always wanted to be a Nike guy. But, man, if I go back, ain't no telling what type of situation I could have had with Under Armour. Because this one, it was new. People weren't really... Doing Under Armour at the time. I think the only guy they had was, only big guy they had at the time was your boy Vernon Davis. That's he came out of Maryland when he ran that fast time. There ain't no telling I could have put anything together. How them NBA guys got lifetime contracts and ain't no telling, but you know, I wanted Nike, man. None of the men. I just got the fastest 40. But man, that story was dope, man. That was a dope story for me.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, you broke the combine record, man. And then Mike Mayock leaned over and be like, hey, bro, you know what you just did?
That's right. Baller.
Yeah, I wish I could have ran my 40, man. Cause ain't no telling what Daddy would have ran, man. I ain't got no story. Next week, I got one about Lil Wayne for y'all ass, though. Don't worry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, good times being with you again. Catch us next week for the New Year's. You did?
Oh, yeah. New Year's, man. What you got going for New Year's?
I don't know, man. Absolutely don't know. Got to figure it out, man.
Yes, sir. Love you, twin, man. It's always fun. Believe that, man.
Love, brother. Downtown, we live.